Thanks very much, and I know that you're going to have a whole bunch of other questions, and that's why I hired this guy, Jay Carney, to take those questions. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for being here. I was hoping to skip the briefing today, but apparently I'm here to take your questions. Julie.
How can the government determine that an American citizen is an imminent threat to the U.S. or U.S. interests without having any kind of specific evidence that that person is planning an attack in the immediate future?
Well, the question, obviously, that you ask relates to some stories out today that, regarding a document prepared, an unclassified document prepared for some members of Congress, and understandable questions. And I can just say that, you know, this president takes his responsibilities very seriously, and first and foremost, that's his responsibility to protect the United States and American citizens. He also takes his responsibility in conducting the war against al-Qaeda as authorized by Congress in a way that is fully consistent with our Constitution and all the applicable laws. You know, we have acknowledged, the United States, that sometimes we use remotely piloted aircraft to conduct targeted strikes against specific al-Qaeda terrorists in order to prevent attacks on the United States and to save American lives. We conduct those strikes because they are necessary to mitigate ongoing actual threats, to stop plots, prevent future attacks, and again, save American lives. These strikes are legal, they are ethical, and they are wise. The U.S. government takes great care in deciding to pursue an al-Qaeda terrorist to ensure precision and to avoid loss of innocent life. The Attorney General made clear that in taking such a strike, the government must take into account all relevant constitutional considerations, but that under generations-old legal principles and Supreme Court decisions, U.S. citizenship alone does not make a leader of an enemy force immune from being targeted.